I think we're about ready to go. Just this note here again on this napkin was handed me here. The beige, I guess it's still a caravan. So if you didn't recognize that or were too embarrassed to get up and have everybody know that that was the person left their lights on, license number 036ABZ. So if that's yours, the lights are slowly dimming, but I think you still have a chance. So go for it. You'll be glad you did. Now we're down to the real fun part here, and this is we're going to do the radio show portion. Your job is to have fun, applaud, and I might mention to you in this portion now that I will give time cues both to all the people on stage, and I will also be giving you cues also. And your cue will look like that. And what that means is this. So you have your own microphones, by the way. They're kind of tucked up on the sides up there. And when you listen to the radio show, you hear the applause, everything. That's you folks doing it. So it's your big chance. So they're going to, Bob, go ahead and roll the tape. And let's try. Let's see if these folks have learned their lines. Okay? You ready? All right, you guys are good. The radio show, as it kind of explains in your program there, is taped in 7 segments. We'll do a segment, we'll pause for a commercial break, we'll do another segment. While we're taping the segments, we would ask that if you have a beeper, you know, like if you're with the utility or something like that, you turn it off, turn it down, or whatever. And also, if you need to leave for some reason or whatever, we'd ask that you try and do that between the segments, when we're taking those little breaks, because the microphones are picking up everything in the house all the time. So if you need to make loud noises, do it when we're in one of those little breaks. Also, if you'd like to take photographs, you're more than welcome to take photographs. And again, though, we would ask that you do those during those little commercial breaks. And it'll be real obvious here once we get going exactly when those breaks are. So photographs, beepers, boisterous people, just, you know, be boisterous only during the breaks. I think that covers it. I didn't forget anything. Well, let's have them back out here again. Tom Baudet and Johnny B.
Don't you hate these tourists? See, when we're back there in Homer talking to you on the radio, we can only imagine what you look like. And now we see it. I want to preserve that for my memory. And one thing they tell you in radio is not to try to talk to everybody you know is listening to you, but to pick one person to talk to. And a person I've always liked to picture is an old friend of mine I haven't seen in over 10 years, Ralph Shibley. Ralph grew up not too very far from here in a little town called Waconia. The thing about Ralph is he always had this look on his face like he was about to laugh at what you were saying, which is really a good friend to have for a humorist. And Ralph and I got along famously. Like I say, I haven't seen Ralph in 10 years. He's no longer with us. But every once in a while, we dedicate a show to somebody. I'd like to dedicate this one to Ralph because his parents, Mac and Audrey Shively, are here with us. I also haven't seen them in 10 years. So this radio show is going to go out to Ralph and to Mac and Audrey. I'm so glad you're here. And one thing we do for these radio shows is we send up a promo to our satellite so that the people around the country know what we're up to and what's coming up that following week. This is also a good time to sort of warm up your gams and get into the show. You'll notice that Gary has a tendency to solicit applause, sometimes more applause than you might be inclined to give all on your own. Believe us, we're not just feeding our egos here, that there's some long tails on these things. This is a good example, this promo, because there'll be a long tail of applause, and the local announcer fills in the specifics. Like, you can hear the end of the road this Saturday at 10 p.m. Be there. And So that's what's going on. Also, at the end of the show, we have a very long string of credits, so save a little bit of your elbow grease till the end here. A lot of fun ahead. Johnny B., you want to have a run and start at this
thing?
Hey,
what's a gam?
Actually, I misused it. I think a gam is a pair of legs, isn't it? Well, you can bang your legs together, too. I know. You might save your legs till later if you wear your okay. All right, here is promo for number 61.
Whoa.
Where?
I start these, remember?
Oh. Oh, but he went.
Uh-oh.
Didn't you hear about the new raise? Sorry, Gary. No, we love you, Gary. Gary Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
Excuse me. You would usually let the engineer do this. You okay? Perfect. Okay. What were we doing?
What was that?
Johnny and I live to irritate Gary. Okay, here we go.
Are you ready this time, Bob? Okay.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette.
And I'm Johnny B.
And we'd like you to join us this week at the end of the road when we head to Minneapolis. Local caller Butch Thompson and Douglas Wood will be there. We get some professional help with your calls and catch up with Kirsten and Stormy Storbach. So make it a date and join us here this weekend at the end of the road.
They are good.
They are good.
Going to have a good time
there
tonight.
You go, Pete. Professional broadcast quality audience. First draft.
That's it for promos, right?
That's the show. Thanks for coming.
We made it through that.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Okay. Ready?
Yes, go ahead.
3, 2, 1. Pull over and park it, Edna. It's Tom Baudette and Johnny B.
It's the end of the road. Welcome to the end of the road. Brought to you this week from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota, the heart and soul of the Central Standard Time Zone. I'm Tom Baudette, your centrally located host, and that man on the piano is none other than my standard partner, Johnny B. How's it feel, JB?
Feels real fine, Tom.
Well, the end of the road is on the road again, and this time we've come all the way down to the land of 10,000 lakes. I don't know if we'll have time to visit every one of them, but we'll do the best we can in the 2 weeks we got here. This week we have some special Midwestern treats. Piano man Butch Thompson is here to boogie it up with Johnny B. WCCO Wise Guys Boone and Erickson are with us. Singer Douglas Wood has a special thought, and we talk about some goofy gifts. But first, let's have a look at the news from home on our informational carry-on, the End of the Road Review, just as soon as Johnny B. can bring it around on the piano there. Well, it's time once again for the End of the Road Review, news and warp perspectives from our End of the Road to yours. The senior lunch exchange program has bogged down due to the abundance of Thanksgiving leftovers. Lunch leftovers from Anchor Point are exchanged for the leftovers of the End of the Road Center, and the program worked out pretty good up until now. "We're calling it Turkey Lock," said coordinator Beatrice Fitzwillie of the problem. The same leftovers keep getting passed back and forth. First it was turkey soup and turkey sandwiches. Then it was cream turkey with peas on toast. Then it came back as a turkey casserole, then a turkey quiche, and today what they sent over looks like that stuff you patch your basement with. Turkey surprise, they call it. Well, let me tell you, turkey's no darn surprise around here these days. We'll provide updates on the senior lunch exchange program until one of them breaks down and buys some groceries. The new three-way stop at Pioneer and Clearshot has caused considerable confusion for local drivers not knowing the rules of right-of-way. It's very simple. When you get to the stop sign, the right-of-way belongs to the vehicle to your right. Unless you got there first, or they're not paying attention, then go ahead and go. Unless there's somebody trying to get out of the driveway at the bowling alley, then it's best to wait, especially on league night, because you know how they are and who needs that kind of trouble anyway. On a social note, Kirsten and Stormy Storebox's housewarming party last weekend was a big success. The Storebox were burned out in a tragic house fire just over a year ago, and I think I can speak on behalf of everyone here at the end of the road when I say how nice it is to see them back in their new home. Kirsten and Stormy asked us to express their thanks to everybody in the community who came to the party and brought gifts. And if you're the ones who left the big dish with the fish pictures on it, please give Kirsten a call and she'll give it back to you. And that's the end of the road review for this Choice Week. We hope things are going as well around your hometown. Stay with us. We got more from Minneapolis on the end of the road with Johnny B., Butch Thompson, your goofy gifts, and a story about a special gift that keeps on giving, right after we take these few moments to hear from our sponsors. I don't know if Gary mentioned it, but this show is going to air December 2nd, for if you're wondering how we could have turkey leftovers.
All right. All right. Well, I'd like to introduce, now I can honestly say he's a friend of mine. I met him a couple of days ago. I have listened to this guy for years. He's been one of my idols. Butch Thompson can play the piano, and I wish I could play like him. And I called him up. I said, would you play with me and sit right here? And he said, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Butch Thompson. How you doing?
Great.
Look at there. Crowded on the piano today.
Well, look, we're good. Ready to go.
Yep, ready to go. Ready to go, Bob?
Wait, this guy needs a picture. Did you get it? I don't do that for everybody.
Okay?
Sure. You done?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Got it. Welcome back to the end of the road. Well, we're down here in Minneapolis, St. Paul for a couple weeks on the road. Nice thing about being on the road is meeting some new folks. We've got here with us Butch Thompson, who you might remember mostly from the old Prairie Home Companion over on public radio. And it's kind of nice to see my two favorite piano players sitting on the same bench at the same time. Welcome to the show, Butch.
Well, nice to see you. Nice to be here.
Johnny B., what in the heck are you guys going to squeeze out of that tight situation?
Butch and I put together a song that I wrote, and we call it the 2x4 Boogie. Thank you.
2x4 boogie with Johnny B with Butch Thompson. I don't know if you could tell who was doing what there. I was standing here looking right at it. I don't know if I could tell myself who was up to what. You can hear more of Butch Thompson's old-time jazz piano coming on Daring and Rounder Records. It's available at all stores now. Butch, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Well, you know, news from home. Kirsten and Stormy Storbach are finally into their new place. They had a housewarming party, and everybody brought gifts. Storbachs have received a lot of generosity from their friends and neighbors over the last year, but nothing that quite matches a special gift that showed up at their party. We'll be back with that story and so much more. End of the road. You'll think we're kidding. So stick around. We'll be back.